The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week of Biz Besties. We are your co-hosts, Nicole and Kayla, and the vibe for 2024 is high. We have some incredible episodes lined up to share with you, especially in this first quarter. There's just so much that we want to share about all of our wins and celebrations. So many people have been asking us, like, what's next? What, like, how did you cross seven figures in your business? And where are you two going next? And what's happening for you? So we'll be sharing all of that, sprinkling it into episodes as we go. But before we get into today's topic, hi, Kayla. What are you grateful for?
Hi. Okay. I am grateful for spending all day with my dog, Who else out there is like, just loves their dog so much, looks at your dog, smells your dog's snout, cuddles with your dog, loves petting your dog, loves walking your dog, cuddling with your dog. I already said that part. Who else loves that? Okay. Well, when you work for yourself and you work from home, you can do that all day long. He's right there. He's
just
sleeping beside me. And he's such a sweet little angel boy. And I love him so much.
Okay. I can relate to that 100% times two.
Yes. Nicole has two sweet ones. So anyway, we love dogs at My Aligned Purpose. And today I'm grateful for spending all day with my dog. Okay. Aww. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the whole concept of not reinventing the wheel. Mm-hmm. We started doing live events, gosh, back in 2021, maybe
2021.
We had this idea that we would start hosting different types of events, online events, and bring people together from all over the world. And we never teach the exact same thing twice, but the way that we bring community together, we do live coaching and mentoring and facilitation. People get to network and make mm-hmm. new friends and new collabs. And it's just so much fun. And I'm so excited that we're hosting, as I'm sure lots of people listening have already seen or heard, 100K Swap happening on Monday. So if you're not registered for that yet, the link is in the show notes here. Really easy to sign up. And it's our free event. And I'm so grateful that the steps to setting up that event feel so like rinse and repeat now. As as we're in our fourth year of business, it's like, okay, we've tried this quite a few times now. We've seen what has worked and what hasn't worked. And I'm just so grateful for the systems and the processes in our business that make rinse and repeat events seem less stressful.
Mm, yeah, I agree. It was hard to do in the beginning when you're learning anything, it's complicated and there are a lot of moving pieces. And then as you get used to it and your nervous system gets used to it, it's like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Oh, I can do this pretty easily. Okay, I can move this forward. Yes. Yeah. I'm grateful for that too.
We're like in our Asana board. We're like, okay, where do these events have to be posted? Mm-hmm. What emails are sent? What's our social? And those are questions that we intuitively ask ourselves now that maybe didn't come so intuitively 3.5 years ago.
Yes, you have to learn. Okay. So today we are talking about swaps.
Yeah. Speaking of 100K swap, we're talking about some super fun swaps that we've made to have a 7-figure business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are actually quite personal.
Yeah. Because everything is mindset.
Yeah. Okay. Should I kick it off?
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the biggest swaps that I've noticed in my own life in the last few years of starting and growing and scaling this business is swapping out my scrolling time for learning time.
Mm.
I am embarrassed to say what my scrolling time used to be, how much time I would just scroll and scroll and scroll. I've never been a huge TV watcher, like watching hours and hours and hours, but I like TV too. But when I think about the hours that I spent scrolling on mainly Instagram and mindlessly watching Netflix, when I flipped the switch to, okay, I want to learn how to be the best podcaster. I want to learn SEO. I want to learn how to do marketing on social media. Well, there's only so many hours in the day and I have them available to me just like you do and everybody else does. And I thought to myself, I have to make this fit into my lifestyle. So where can I start to swap some things out and swap in my learning? So I think too, especially Kayla, if we look back to before we even started My Aligned Purpose, but we had other jobs and we were building up entrepreneurial ventures from the side mm-hmm. of our desk. For those of you that are listening and you're still in your 9-to-5, you haven't made the exit yet, then your swaps are going to be super important because you have to be at your 9-to-5 all day. And mm-hmm. if you do really want to have a business, then you have to prioritize what you do outside of your 9-to-5 to either contribute to your goal of growing your business or continue to take away from it. If you work a 9-to-5 and then you go home and you scroll and watch Netflix all night, there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't align with your goal of starting your business or growing your business. Your actions have to match that. So off the side of your desk, you, rather than scrolling, start to commit some time to learning. And that's what I did. I started scheduling in, I'm going to watch these videos, these YouTube tutorials. I'm not going to consume as much content in the evening. That is not learning. And mm-hmm. that has been so monumental for me and for my growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that. And that does segue into another one you're going to talk about, but I will just pop in and say a swap that really made a difference for me is changing my mindset from the only thing I can do is fundraising, because that was my 9-to-5. That's what I'm trained in. That's what I have experience in. And I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but when I was trying to get out of fundraising and looking for other jobs, my skill set didn't match the job descriptions that were available. So then I would just go back to fundraising jobs. And then I would think maybe this will be better because this other thing is available here, or this benefit, or this location. But truly, I didn't want to work for someone else. So my mindset of I'm only good at fundraising was holding me back from seeing all the other possibilities. And actually, the thing that flipped that mindset was I was scrolling from my 9-to-5 and I saw Nicole post that she's a coach now on Instagram. And this switch went off in my mind. And I said, oh, I have coach training. I was in the middle of completing it. And I already had like 100 hours of coaching under my belt or something like that. And if Nicole can do it, I can do it, and I'm coming with you. And so I messaged her and I said, I know we don't know each other very well yet, but can we have coffee? I need to know exactly what you did so that you are a coach now. And really, when I look back on it, she inspired me to change my identity. Mm. Instead of saying, I'm a fundraiser and that's what I'm really good at, and that's the only thing I know how to do, and no one will hire me for anything else but being a fundraiser, I flipped my identity to, I'm a coach, you're a coach, we're both doing this, let's help each other and see what's possible. And then that made it way easier to quit my job.
Yeah, you turned your skills to bills, baby.
Yeah, I did. And the fundraising skills I learned apply every single day in this business, just like the teaching skills Nicole has apply every single day in this business. Just like the skills that you have right now when you're listening and you're thinking, oh, but the only thing I know how to do is whatever it is. Just like those will apply to whatever you build because you are yourself. You're taking yourself on the journey. You're monetizing what you are already good at. And maybe to somebody else, you don't want to work for them and it's useful for them in a certain way. And you are going to make it useful for yourself. But we will get to that. That is the 100K swap.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guarantee if you're listening right now and you're like, no, there's no way in the work that I do that I could see how I could be entrepreneurial or have my own business or people would want to buy something from me, come to 100K Swap, mm-hmm. send me a message, tell me what it is that you currently do for work and how you can't see it to be any other way. We will have a solution for you.
Yes, we will. And the thing is, you have to want something different. So yeah. If you want something different, come to 100K Swap.
Yeah. Another thing I have to point out there too, Kayla, is that if you continue to tell yourself the story, because that's all it is. We tell ourselves stories all day, every day of and I say this in quotes, I'm only a fundraiser. Like I can't do anything else. Mm-hmm. Well, if you continue to tell yourself that story, then you wouldn't be sitting right here right now. You wouldn't have this company, you wouldn't have this life that you've created for yourself and for your family. That starts with, I'm going to tell myself a different story. Instead of I'm only doing this, or I can only do this. You can start to ask yourself the question, what would I like to do? How can I do that? How can I work towards that? What swaps can I make in my own life so that I can start to see that there are other options available for me? It really starts with that self-talk.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. Okay. Tell us your next swap.
Okay. My next swap is kind of similar to my first one. So my first one is I stopped scrolling and wasting my time and I got my time back by learning. My second one is I stopped comparing what I saw other people were doing on, say, social media or in the online space or just in their businesses. And I took the mental capacity and energy that it would take to look at somebody else's content and compare myself to look at other people's content, be inspired, and then go create. So create, don't consume, create, don't consume. You know, we've heard that so many times. I have turned into such a creation machine from allowing myself to be inspired. I keep a running document in my phone on my notes, just called Social Media Inspo. And from there, I jot little things in and I use that when it's like, okay, we're going to create a document or we're going to host an event or maybe I'm going to make a social post or I want to go live or a podcast topic. I take what I see as inspiring rather than like, oh, she has that, she's doing that, she's there, and that's not where I'm at yet, to like, oh, how could that apply to us in our business?
Mm-hmm. It's so helpful to direct all your creative energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's good for your mental health too. And of course, I love seeing you happy. And who's happy when they're out there comparing themselves to other people? Like, it just doesn't breed happiness. So I'm glad that part's put to the side, but also the volume of creation when you see the comparison more as inspiration, and then you can take that and run with it and what it makes you think of, and then to be able to share your gifts. I mean, I do lots of mindset trainings. I listen to a lot of books. I show up to a lot of calls. I am a student of mindset, and I have never been to a better mindset training than what you put on, Nicole. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So I'm glad you're channeling your creation to support people. Okay. So my next thing that I am swapping out, or that I have swapped out, and I'm always reminding myself to swap out, is perfection. Everybody has their Achilles heel, and mine is that it has to be perfect. And my family's motto is, we may not be perfect, but we've never met anybody any better. And so that is the mindset that I grew up with. And like, you know, if it's not A+, why aren't you trying harder? And so anyway, that's not helpful. And it's helpful in the way that it allowed me to get really good at things, but then it's not helpful in the way that it takes a long time to do things because perfection doesn't actually exist. So two things that have come out of letting go of perfection is, one, actually enjoying the journey knowing that we're on some kind of timeline and we may not be exactly where we want to be right now, but we are taking steps every day to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part's really fun to say, well, we're here. Actually, I was sharing with somebody in Align CEO Method last week that she was saying she's such a beginner. And I was saying, yeah, we're all beginners at what we're going for. I'm not a beginner in the way that she's a beginner because I've been through that, but I'm a beginner in my next leap. I'm a beginner in learning how to scale in this way. And that's why scale is my word of the year, because I'm a beginner in that. And I want to be in the scaling beginner's mindset all year. Okay. So there's that. And then the other thing about perfection is that it's slow because it doesn't exist. So I have let that go in favor of getting shit out the door. Get it out the door. Yes. Go, go, go. So if it's perfect or not, if there's a mistake or not, if we have a typo, if the link is broken, we try our best to make things work and be awesome and all be spelled properly and communicate exactly what we want to say in the best way. But when there are mistakes, oh, well, it's a mistake. We fix it and we move on. Yeah, we fix it and we move. Today, Nicole is reading this thing that I wrote and she says, oh, that doesn't say help. That says, hello. I said, oh, no, that's like in a billion places. So I just opened up the browser, went in, edited the three places I knew it was and moved on.
Yeah, I've really noticed that in you. It's so cool. Just like, all right, we got to get this out the door. So time's a ticking. No time for this thing that doesn't exist anyway, aka perfection.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have a shared one, a shared swap. So you've heard two of my swaps, two of Kayla's swaps. We literally have so many swaps, but our big swap together that has helped us have a seven-figure company is we have swapped out our people-pleasing tendencies. We're trying again, not perfect, but we have worked towards swapping out people-pleasing tendencies for boundaries. We are boundaried. Oh my God. I don't know about you, but I didn't look at WhatsApp all weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, just to be honest, I saw it, but I didn't respond. And I didn't go through and scroll everybody's messages.
That's what I mean. I didn't open it. I saw that there was messages, but I'm like, I'm not opening this because it's my weekend and we're boundaried.
Okay, we're boundaried in that way. I mean, it would help people if we responded right away because we know you're working on your business during pockets of time that you have, but we have to have some limits on when we show up so that we have a balanced life and we get to enjoy doing other things as well. So yes, we are getting better at that. And then I would say one thing that I've let go with people pleasing is I say what I want when I want it. So if I'm giving someone feedback who's working for us, for example, contractor or otherwise, if I say, oh, what I would prefer is if it looked like this before, and Nicole can attest to this, it's so dramatic now that I look back on it, but in the moment, it felt really hard, but now I'm over it. So it doesn't feel hard anymore. Before I would have said like, should I say my opinion? Because I don't want to squash people's creativity. And I want to make sure that everybody's opinion is valued. And maybe they know better than I do, or maybe not, or I don't know. And now I'm just like, I like it like this. So do it like this. Thank you. And there is creativity allowed in that statement. It's not like I'm controlling every single aspect of what somebody's doing, but I'm truly saying what I want, not worrying about hurting their feelings, which is not a hurtful thing to say anyway, and getting all
twisted. And it's not your responsibility how somebody else feels.
Yeah, and I'm not getting all twisted in a knot about delegation. It's like, this is how I want it. Thank you. And we move on. Just being super clear.
Yes. And that is, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have already gotten the memo, but we switched the name. We swapped another swap, the swap, the name of Platinum to Align CEO Method.
Yeah.
And because we're like, okay, we're really embodying this CEO energy, Align CEO energy, and we are bringing women along for the ride. And I'll tell you what, you cannot feel like an embodied, aligned CEO and bend over backwards to people please. It's not the same identity. So if you're embodied as your aligned CEO self, you have boundaries and you delegate and you say what you want.
You use your system.
You are the CEO of your company.
Yeah, not of some Mickey Mouse operation that you came up with yesterday that is all written on paper and blah, blah, blah. No, you can take this seriously. Let's say you came up with it yesterday. Let's say the plans are written on paper. You can take it seriously, energetically right now, move it forward. Do not compromise on things that cross your boundaries and get going on your business. And that's how it will grow into something that grosses $1 million a year. We're here to say, take your business seriously and feel good about it. If you were a man starting something up, you would not be like, oh, well, maybe it's okay. It's just kind of an idea. And so I'm going to try it out and see how it goes. That's not big money energy. Big money energy is, this is what's happening. I'm bringing it into the world. Welcome. Join me if you want. If you don't like it, hit the road. That's how it goes. And so part of not people pleasing is owning your business, taking it seriously. It's being really honest. And like Nicole just said, embodying the aligned CEO.
Yeah. Okay. We have a bonus swap. We were like, okay, this one's also just too good not to share, because it was a big contributor to going from working as employees to being self-employed with a seven-figure company. This swap includes, or maybe excludes, the alarm clock.
Yes. Okay. So we swapped setting an alarm and waking up and listening to the news and rushing around and drinking 800 cups of coffee.
Okay. Time out. Did you ever listen to the news? Were you ever like wake CBC up and listen to the news?
Oh, yes. I loved CBC.
Okay. I'm shocked.
I know, but I love CBC, but I don't think I was ever energetically taking in the problems of the news or like consciously energetically taking it in. It was more like a routine thing of somebody who was like talking in the background. My mom is a huge talk news person, and it's kind of just like, now that podcasts exist, I don't have to worry about any sort of other talk things.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, we swapped setting an alarm, listening to the news, rushing off to work, grabbing a coffee on the way, not eating breakfast, total chaos, and commuting, sitting on a bus or sitting in your car, whatever, in the rain and scraping your windshield at 7 a.m. Oh my God, all that is not a thing.
Ew, in the words of Kevin McAllister, woof.
Okay, woof. And now we set an alarm for working out,
meditating.
Often we just sleep till we wake up. One time Nicole was saying, I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. and meditate because blah, 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 whatever she's saying. And I said, okay, great. Just don't. Just sleep till you wake up. And we'll go from there. She's like, what?
I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. But you know, there's a lot of brainwashing out there. Of
programming.
If you're going to be an entrepreneur who's got a dialed mindset, then you're up at 5 a.m. and you do all the things at 5. I'm like, I do want to do all those things. Yeah. And the perk that I have in this life is I don't have to be anywhere by 8 a.m. So if I wake up at 8, then I do all those things then.
Yeah. I mean, the whole time I've known you, and I've talked to you every day for thousands of days in a row, you have never like slept until 10 and missed a meeting.
No,
it's not it. So if you're just going to sleep until you wake up around 7:30 or 8 or whatever, that's all doable. And then we start at 10. I wake up, either work out or hang out with my kids, get them all organized to go. Scott takes them to daycare. They get dropped off. He starts work. I take the dog for a big walk. And then we connect at 9. Our first meeting earliest really is 9:30.
Yeah.
And then we get going at 10. And it's not, I'm not saying we're not like on our phones and listening to podcasts and sharing and talking to Tej and doing that kind of thing, but that's all from your phone. We're not sitting down at the computer and dialing in until around 10. And that's not every day. We try to take most Fridays where we're not doing that at all.
Yeah, I think that's a huge piece of the whole swap conversation is when you make these swaps, you have to make swaps that are going to bring your business success and results. Yeah. If you're going to say, okay, I'm going to swap out this old lifestyle for this new lifestyle, and since nobody's telling me when to work or how much to charge, then I'm just going to kind of wing it. Maybe I'll pop in, write an email this week, have barely any presence, and then hope that all of your programs sell out. That's not how it works. So if you're going to make the swaps, you've got to swap in fill in time where you're working on your business.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You get to set your own schedule. It's the benefit of being self-employed, and it can be the hard thing, but that's why we have our communities that support you to do that. So get in touch if you need help with your accountability, if you want to work together, we're here. Align CEO Method is a touch point with us, a call or support and coaching every single week.
Yep. Every single week for minimum 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll see everyone at our free event. If you're listening to this before Monday, January 15th, our free event is the 100K swap. We're going to teach you how to swap out your 9-to-5 salary for your own business and the income that you can make on your own. And that's happening at 12 p.m. PST, but you have to register myalignedpurpose.com or in the show notes, and we'll see you then.
Okay. Ciao for now.